Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 236, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I am your host, Ray Taylor, and every Thursday I'll bring you a fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I am talking about there is a conservative robocall in Tennessee that raised questions, making false allegations about the politicians who were expelled and later reinstated. The next story is about the Missouri House votes against limits on kids carrying guns. And the third story is a study of Tear Gas Tuesday that happened in Portland that finds the Portland police deployed gas well above harmful levels. And just as an added warning, I am not a reporter. This is not a news show. I am a person who has opinions on things. If you don't like my opinions, you are more than welcome to unsubscribe. Nobody is forcing anybody to watch or listen to this show. So if you don't like my opinions, you can move along. But to assume that if I don't live in a place, I'm not allowed to have an opinion on a place is absurd and ridiculous. And by that logic, you should not be allowed to have an opinion on me and what I do unless you are me or do what I do. But because we still, at this point anyway, live in a free country, we are not yet a fascist country, and we still have the First Amendment. If you don't like what I say, you can just move along. For anybody that has a problem with my opinions on things that may not be directly involved with my particular life, right? That's what this show is. So there's a warning to anybody out there that just doesn't understand what it is for a person to have opinions on a thing. I don't have to live in Tennessee to understand that there is major fascism going. I don't have to live in Florida to have opinions on what DeSantis is doing. And to say that I have to be allowed to have opinions on those things is absurd. You need to grow up, right? You need to grow up and you need to get a life is what you need to do. If that is what's that's your problem in your life, is that I'm not allowed, you don't think I should be allowed to have an opinion, then you are the one that needs to grow up and get a life, right? And I'm busy living my life. And part of my life is getting into these stories, which I'm going to do right now with the first story. Conservative robocalls raise questions, make false claims, allegations about the politicians who were expelled, but then later instated. A robocall obtained by Tennessee Holler is raising questions about what happened inside the Tennessee Capitol on March 30th. On March 30th, it is when a bunch of students protested outside of the Tennessee Capitol to demand gun legislation because kids are being slaughtered in school because people in this country, specifically Republicans, want to protect guns, want to protect gun manufacturers far more than they actually really want to protect kids. They say they want to protect kids, but they do that so they can remove rights from people, so they can marginalize and attack small minorities of this country as they have done throughout their history. And now we are seeing that instead of actually wanting to protect kids, acting like kids being slaughtered in school is just a way of life that we need to get used to. Instead of passing laws that have been proven to limit these tragedies from happening, there is a simple correlation to excess guns, excess access to guns, and more use of guns to unalive people, right? It's not brain science. It's not like advanced math, right? It's like, if you want to get people more wet, you add more water, right? If you want more people to die from gun violence, you add more guns. And that seems to be their only advice. Instead of passing gun laws, it's, we need to arm more people. So that is what these kids were protesting outside the Tennessee Capitol, which three Democratic politicians, stood with their constituents to protest, peaceful protest. Now we saw the actions the Republicans took that day and the lies they started to tell as they decided to put a vote to expel those three members. Now, of those three members, the one white lady did not get expelled by one vote. However, the two black men, fairly elected Democratic politicians there representing their constituents, were expelled. Not surprising that the two black dudes were expelled and the white lady got to stay, right? They got, until they're able to do an election, those districts were able to get a temporary replacement, which both those districts decided to reinstate those exact same two politicians. So they were expelled, gone for a few days, and then immediately put right back in, right? So it's done something for Tennessee where it's put a magnifying glass on the situations going on there. And there's a lot of news reports of this isn't like the first time that they have completely abandoned any kind of fair and democratic kind of government. Like, we see the corruption that exists and the type of power these Republicans are utilizing to silence anybody that dissents, disagrees with them. And this robocall is just another example of the violent and complete and utter bullshit propaganda that they put out to make their followers, make the Republican voters live in fear. Because that is their MO, their propaganda, whether it's these robocalls or Fox News, their entire operating procedure is to make their followers, make Republicans scared of nonsense. And they make them scared by lying about things. They make things up that are not true on any front, in any level. So, the Nashville-based online news site posted a recording of this robocall to its Twitter account over the weekend. The robocall was produced on behalf of Enlight Tennessee, a conservative advocate group. It made false allegations about events that occurred at the state capitol on March 30th. The automated voice suggested that the three state representatives were radical activists posing as elected officials. Now, it is clear as day bullshit that those three politicians were fairly elected and were then reinstated, right? The idea to call those politicians like fake and that they were just posing as politicians is absolutely absurd. The call also claimed that an quote-unquote angry mob of Antifa members from all over the country, end quote, had visited the Capitol, which is also false, right? The protest consisted of children wanting gun legislation, but of course, one of the go-to boogeymen for the conservative party is Antifa, right? Which the men who fought in World War II were Antifa. We're fighting against fascism. So it's kind of hilarious that these fascists are so scared of Antifa, right? They don't at all want to acknowledge that they're fascists. Yet their biggest enemy are the people who are labeled anti-fascist. And they blame for all kinds of things. It is like one of their go-to is to blame Antifa. They even tried like they tried so hard to justify January 6th as if Antifa did that, as if the anti-fascists would try to overthrow an election to put a fascist back in power. Makes absolutely no sense, but it doesn't matter because none of their arguments have to make sense. They never have to make sense. So whatever. So this call also claimed that the angry mob of Antifa members from all right, over the Cali false, absolutely dumb. The Tennessee Highway Patrol reported that there were no angry mobs and no reports filed in reference to demonstration activity that day. So just a bunch of kids protesting. They were definitely angry, but they weren't violent in any way. They weren't full of Antifa from all around the country, right? It was kids. It was kids. And the fascist army, the police, the highway patrol, didn't corroborate the fascist lie. So sorry, maybe get on the same page if you're going to try and come up with ridiculous lies. The robocall also claimed that the Tennessee Capitol Police had confiscated pipe bombs, everything from pipe bombs to brass knuckles, right? Not only was this a violent mob of Antifa people from all around the country, these people were armed and dangerous. They had pipe bombs. They had everything in between pipe bombs and brass knuckles, right? Angry, violent, and armed. Well, turns out the Tennessee Highway Patrol reported that only pepper spray and a few pocket knives were actually found. So no actual evidence of anything other than pepper spray and some pocket knives, which are pretty common things to have as just tools or ways to deter, you know, a predator of some sort. So not really surprising that somebody, it's not even bear spray, just regular pepper spray. So again, another complete and utter lie to make these kids seem like something like a Capitol was under attack, right? Just trying to make all the people that are misinformed and then they only listen to propaganda to just make them scared over complete and utter fabrications. The Enlightened Tennessee is a political action committee based in Knoxville that started 2 years ago. The PAC reported $980,000 in cash on hand at the end of the year. The Contact Us section on the Enlightened Tennessee website takes you straight to Spry Strategies, a Knoxville-based consulting firm. Spry Strategies received more than $234,000 in payments during the 2022 election cycle, mainly for Republican candidates. Records from the Federal Election Commission do not reflect any donations to individual candidates by Enlightened Tennessee. The Tennessee House of Representatives has three members who were called out in the robocall. Gloria Johnson, the white woman who was not voted to expel, Justin Pearson and Justin Jones, the two black men who were expelled and then later, right? So those were the three politicians who stood with the children who were protesting, demanding gun legislation, right? Later, those two black men were expelled, but then reinstated days later until a special election can be held, right, to quote-unquote replace them, which I assume they'll just get reelected because they are actually standing up for their people in their districts and are a voice and are fighting for them. So, of course, they were unanimously brought back, right, when chosen. Together, they represent more than 100,000 people. Just another way conservatives are pushing their propaganda with these robocalls, right? Flat out lies about Antifa being involved, flat out lies about the politicians pretending to be politicians, Like, how stupid can you be? But I should ask, why should I ask that? I mean, they show their intelligence constantly. They believe the most ridiculous things. So, of course, right? JFK is going to come back. Or JFK Jr. is going to come back as a conservative. I mean, one of many crazy things that some of these people on the right believe in. Flat out lies about dangerous weapons being confiscated, right? Labeling children who were protesting, exercising their First Amendment right, and labeling these politicians as a violent mob. And like I said, so many other stories about the Tennessee Capitol, right, about how they choose to decide what legislation gets passed based on a verbal vote, right, where they don't actually have to count votes. They just go based on what sounds louder, right? As like this is some kind of bar trivia game and they're deciding who gets to be team captain or whatever. That's how democracy is handled in the Tennessee House. If they want to pass legislation, they make people say yay or nay, and then the person in charge can just choose whatever they thought was louder. And there were reports and video that shows how this person chooses the winner before they even get the other vote. It's like so ridiculous. It's like such like performative bullshit that's so transparent, and they just get away with it. Like that report on that particular story of how they're voting for things is old. And we hear that they mute mics, so it's like they turn off the amplification devices for people that they don't want to amplify, and their means of voting is by making noise. So it's very curious. Not only is it dumb, not only is it the dumbest way to calculate votes. Like, you want to... These are the people that complain about the Dominion voting machines, but they're perfectly okay with this. It is mind-blowing. And these are things that these politicians have been speaking out against already. And that is why, when given the opportunity, these Republican fascists tried to expel them. Which is like... It is like peak fascism, right? To just change rules to fit your narrative so you can eliminate anybody that opposes you. It's just a place that has been a cesspool of fascism for a while now. And now that these Republicans have made such a obvious public display of their racism, of their fascism, now they have a spotlight on themselves. So they put out this fake robocall propaganda. Not surprising. But it's a clear and present issue that needs to be dealt with. Like, it's a situation that is so exponentially undemocratic, this bullshit. And it's just, it really makes me wish there was a president that was far more left-leaning, because we have somebody that is basically a conservative who loves conservatives. He loves Mitch McConnell. He's made deals with Mitch McConnell. Like, one of the most evil people in government, Mitch McConnell, right? That's Biden's buddy. And what is he doing? Nothing. Nothing. There's clear and present fascism going on in multiple states. In addition to other human rights being stripped away, women's rights being stripped away, this blatant attack on a marginalized group being labeled as, like, violent criminals, there's death penalties in place, broad definitions of what can be considered punishable by death in Florida. Like, the laws in Florida, like, they are just legally turning Florida into 1930s Germany. They're making it so easy to kill people that they want gone. And it's, and they're convincing the mindless sheep that they're protecting kids. Meanwhile, stories constantly coming out of religious leaders, youth leaders, doing the most evil things to children, unchecked. And then you have states like Arizona that make it easier for churches to cover it up. They don't care about kids. They just want you to think they can care about kids, so they can pass laws to kill the people they don't like, to eliminate the people they don't like. It's just like, this should be the, like, everything this Tennessee House is doing should be exposed, should be on nonstop news. All of these insane things they're doing. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to promote. Are you looking for a way to take your love of The Ray Taylor Show to the next level? Look no further than Inspire Disorder Plus. As a member, you'll get access to a whole host of amazing perks, including the full week of shows, ad-free in both audio and video versions, a live painting archive, early access to the many faces, members-only discounts and deals, a podcast back catalog with over 600 episodes. But that's not all. As a member, you'll get access to my personal blog as well as my creative writing. You'll also get the chance to ask me anything you want. With all of these benefits and more, Inspire Disorder Plus is a must-have for any fan of The Ray Taylor Show. So don't wait. Go sign up now. Head on over to inspiredisorder.com/plus and start enjoying all of the amazing perks of the membership. And now, let's get back to the show. Anyway, let's move on. Second story. Missouri House votes against limits on kids carrying guns. Because how else can gun manufacturers profit if everybody can't carry guns? The Missouri House, led by Republicans, voted against banning minors from openly carrying guns in public land without adult supervision. The proposal failed by a 104-39 vote. Only one Republican was in support of any kind of minor adjustment to making things safer. The Democratic Representative Donna Behringer argued that the change was necessary to stop minors from carrying AR-15s in public, which is a common sight in their district. Like, imagine we have a situation in this country where kids are being slaughtered almost daily, multiple times a day there's mass shootings. One of the most popular tools used to commit these tragedies is the thing you see kids walking around with commonly, with no problem, no restrictions whatsoever. It's like you're living in Battle Royale and you're seeing all these kids with weapons used to kill massive amounts of kids. And Republicans don't have a single problem with it. This measure was part of a broader debate on how to fight crime in St. Louis area. Republican Representative Lane Roberts initially included the restriction on children possessing guns in a crime bill, but lawmakers on a House committee stripped the provision last week. Roberts said the provision related to guns was always going to be a difficult one for Republicans to support because they only want to maximize profits for gun manufacturers, because gun manufacturers and the NRA are the ones who contribute to their funding. They care more about their bank account balance than how high the stacks of children slaughtered in schools gets. They don't care. It could be Mount Everest stack of dead bodies. As long as the check clears,
let's keep the guns flooded in the streets. Let's make it so they have to have guns, right? Let's pass legislation that requires people to own guns. Like, what a better way to increase profits in a industry than to force everybody to purchase that product? It is insane. It's insane. Republicans argue that the effort was an unnecessary infringement.
Oh, don't infringe on our definition of the Second Amendment, our gun rights. Nee, nee. We're going to overthrow the government if it's a tyrannical one. We're going to do it. We're going to take on tanks and jets and bombs and all of that stuff.
Oh, and Trump tried to overthrow. Well, that's okay. That's the tyrannical government we want. We actually like that tyrannical government. We're not going to do anything to stop Trump. Meanwhile, we're going to use these things to kill kids all the time. We're going to make sure kids, the number one reason kids die in America is because of these things that we love more than kids. Fucking the infringement, this worship of the Second Amendment.
Well, you know, if we get rid of the Second Amendment, we're going to be like, you know, then they can just do whatever they want.
Right. Like all the other countries that have gun laws that are perfectly fine. They're actually happier and safer and healthier and have all these kind of like things to help the people that actually do the work to keep them alive and healthy. And you don't have to have like guns. Guns don't stop anything. Guns don't they don't stop. They're not a defensive tool. They're an offensive tool. Owning a gun doesn't stop you from being shot. Owning a gun just for a delusional person gives them the assumption that maybe they can shoot the other guy before they get shot, as if they're given a heads up, as if they're just ready for a duel any time of the day, as if they're trained like John Wick. I mean, it's simple. They care about profit. They don't care about people, right? Gun manufacturer profit far more valuable to Republicans than the lives of children that are being eliminated because of this profit-making tool. As if, like, just imagine if we cared about the government infringing on our right to live. No. No, that's on you. Right? It's up to you to figure out how to stay alive. We need to make sure we protect the guns. It's the only thing they care about. And it's just like, it's just such a narrow-minded definition of what the Second Amendment is. Right? It's just, they define it in a way, it's just the same thing how Christians define things in the Bible in a way to justify whatever they want to justify. Because there's enough contradictions in the Bible to where you can just justify whatever you want to do. And it's the same thing with the Second Amendment. They're all like somehow constitutional scholars. They somehow attribute the things written by the founding fathers as if they're some like deities anointed by God. As if the document wasn't specifically designed to be changed and altered to fit with society as it grew. It's a very convenient way to make sure the profits to gun manufacturers don't stop. And they're really doing as much as they can to increase those profits by saying they want to arm teachers. The only reason they want to arm teachers is because it forces teachers to then buy guns, right? The government to buy guns for teachers. They don't want to buy teachers books. They don't want to pay teachers more. They don't want to give teachers actual resources to help teach killed children. But they would love to see a spike in gun manufacturer profits by forcing teachers to get guns. Because that's what they're doing. That's all they do. They don't think arming teachers is going to stop anything. But they know that they're going to, if there's 100 teachers at a school, that's 100 more guns sold. And then when it doesn't work, and then when we see the teacher's gun being stolen and used, then you could blame the teachers. If the teachers are maybe having a mental break and they go off on the kids, oh, it must be this mental health. But we don't want to do anything about mental health. We don't want to have universal health care. We don't want to have mental health care in this country. It's so mind blowing. And if you don't like my opinions, grow up and move on. This isn't for you. Right? Their ability to end a life effortlessly is the only thing they care about, right? Your ability to curl a finger is like, that's what a life is worth. Other provisions in the measure include allowing the governor to appoint a special prosecutor in counties with high crime rates, which is targeted at St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. Republican lawmakers have criticized Gardner, a Democrat, who for not doing enough to fight crime. They just want more black people arrested. Right. And they get angry when there isn't a disproportionate amount of punishment to non-white people. Right. And then when people are treated more equally, they say, oh, they're soft on crime. As opposed to trying to prevent crime in any meaningful way. Locking people in cages does not prevent crime. Making sure people have money, are healthy, are happy, maybe not surrounded by children with AR-15s. There's a lot of things to make crime less, to make life better, thus eliminating any need for crime. And there's plenty of studies and examples of that happening. But they don't like, it's like, it's science. Science doesn't mean anything unless it's a specific study funded by the NRA that would somehow justify whatever they need to justify. Right? They throw water on you and then blame you for being wet. Flooding streets with tools designed to end life, right? Offering zero regulations or restrictions and pretending that that's not the problem. Having access to the tools is never the issue in their minds. Gardner is one of several progressive prosecutors elected in recent years with a focus on creating more fairness in the criminal justice system. In 2017, Missouri lawmakers repealed concealed carry requirements in most situations. And it's just, you know, it's amazing how you see restrictions cut. Right? Less restrictions, less regulation, rise in gun violence. Right? You see the same thing when they cut regulations for corporations. Cut regulations, rise in corporations destroying the environment and abusing people. Right? It's not complex math. It's not brain surgery. Just protecting gun profits. More important than protecting human life. Like children, even children dying isn't enough for them to care. Right? Me, when I was in school, this wasn't a reality for me. Columbine happened when I was a senior. They didn't start doing the school shooting drill stuff till like a decade later. Like, that is a reality that these Republicans and these people that worship guns have created for children. They create a situation where all the children in these generations are being raised in a place, going to a school where their life can be eliminated. And it's something that my generation never had to deal with. And the people in my generation who are for some reason pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, causing this, never had to experience it. Profit over people, always. That's it. That's all they care about. Protect the business. Protect the profit. Human beings, children, expendable. That's why we're going to force them to procreate. So we have more people to make up for the dead bodies.
Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking for the perfect gift for that art lover in your life? Look no further than inspiredisorder.com. Our gift cards can be used to purchase original artwork from The Many Faces, a collection of over 2,000 original abstract ink portraits. These one-of-a-kind pieces make for a truly unique and meaningful gift. But that's not all. Our gift cards can also be used to purchase high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring these amazing paintings. Plus, if the recipient is a fan of The Ray Taylor Show, they can use the gift card to purchase merchandise from the show as well. So why wait? Head on over to inspireddisorder.com and purchase a gift card today. Your loved one will be sure to appreciate the thought and creativity behind such a unique gift. Thank you for considering inspireddisorder.com for all of your gift needs. And now, back to the show. Let's move on to the third story. Study of tear gas Tuesday finds Portland police deployed gas well above harmful levels. A study by Forensic Architecture looked at the chemical concentrations in Portland during the quote-unquote tear gas Tuesday protest on June 2nd, 2020, the George Floyd protest, the protest against police brutality. The researchers found that Portland police deployed so much tear gas that concentrations in the air reached thousands of times above safe levels. Thousands of times above safe levels. Forensic Architecture used video, news reports, public records, and statements from people on the ground to map out where tear gas was deployed through the city and when. At least 138 chemical mutations, at least 138 chemical munitions were used across 25 blocks, 25 blocks over the course of roughly 3.5 hours. And concentrations of the CS reached up to 67 milligrams per meter cubed. The Federal Health and Safety Administration considers that 2 milligrams per meter cubed is immediately dangerous to life or health. 30 or 67 milligrams versus 2. The police are terrorists who use chemical warfare not allowed in actual war, yet it's used on citizens protesting police brutality. How much clearer can the evidence be? Human life is not valued whatsoever in this country. Some locations would have had concentrations far above safety levels for a total of 73 minutes, and in many locations, concentrations were recorded above 100 milligrams per meter cubed. That's 100 milligrams versus 2 milligrams. 2 is the unhealthy, dangerous, life-threatening level, and now we're at 100 milligrams. The highest recorded concentration was 4,500 milligrams per meter cubed. More than 2,000 times the limit considered life-threatening. That's 4,500 milligrams versus 2 milligrams. 2 is life-threatening. 4,500 milligrams. And there's people that want to back the blue. People want to support this organization that is putting out over 2,000 times the lethal amount of gas against citizens. What these people do, people that back the blue, they back inhuman behavior. They back evil people, right? Any Christian who supports the police supports some of the most evil behavior. If you believe in the devil, the police are doing the work of the devil. The chemicals in the air washed into the Willamette River, threatening marine life and farmland. They use so much toxic gas that it became an environmental issue. The report raises concerns about the potential long-term health effects of the excessive use of tear gas on protesters and bystanders. By the way,
that gas doesn't just affect the people who are on the streets protesting. It affects all of the people who just lived in the city. So they gassed the city with concentrations. They have no idea what the repercussions are going to be down the road. It is absolutely disgusting. Tear gas is banned from war, but not banned for use by law enforcement internationally. It's insane. We treat our enemies in war with more respect than nonviolent protesters. At the time, Portland Police Bureau was not required to track how many munitions it stockpiled or used. Zero accountability. Something that the Portland City Council mandated later. Right? And who knows how they're going to audit and keep up with that. But that's what these people, these massive budgets, no oversight, no regulation, nothing. We're just going to do whatever you want. Yeah, you want to kill people? You want to gasp? You want to do things that are not allowed in war to the citizens, to the people that are responsible for paying your salary? Sure. As long as it doesn't cut into profits. And the police do everything in their power to hide crimes, right? What criminal organization is openly going to be like critical about their treatment of what they consider to be the enemy? It is just absolute. There needs to be like legitimate oversight of the communities of these police departments. And these police need to be like held to a standard and treated as criminals when they commit crimes. Like the transportation of the police department is as transparent as a brick wall. And when something does come out, they do everything to protect each other, right? They cover up all kinds of things, cover up evidence. And that's not only in the police departments, but that's even in the DA's office, right? They all protect each other because it just makes them look bad. They don't want to look bad, right? Anybody that doesn't do that, they consider to be soft on crime, right? That's the way they insult somebody who's willing to hold police accountable. Oh, okay, well, then they're soft on crime. They're willing to charge a police officer with murdering somebody after they murder somebody, then they must be soft on crime. They don't want people out policing the streets. Not that the police actually stop crime or prevent crime or solve crimes. Most of the time, they commit crimes. If good cops existed, then bad cops wouldn't exist. Imagine working at a store and one of your employees kills somebody, right? You have a bad apple in your store, somebody who kills somebody. Pretty impossible to keep, like everybody would know if Johnny killed somebody at work. Like, oh shit, Johnny killed somebody at his shift last night at McDonald's. Oh no. Let's cover that up, right? It'd be so easy to spot the criminals. Especially if you're a cop, isn't that your job? You can't spot the criminals that you are co-workers with, and you're supposed to be able to go out into normal society and spot the criminals? It's bullshit. If anything, if good cops did exist, if the majority of cops were good cops, then it would be so effortless for them to spot the bad cops and to eradicate them from the system. But that is the complete opposite of what happens. Because if good cops existed, bad cops wouldn't. And when a good cop does show himself, they end up getting transferred or killed. There's so many instances of how police departments eradicate good cops. And if good cops existed, they wouldn't be using chemical warfare against citizens. They wouldn't be beating citizens. They wouldn't be shooting citizens. They wouldn't be ramming people with their vehicles. It'd be so easy to identify a bad cop if there were majority good cops. But good cops don't exist. That's why this happens and continues to happen. in my opinion, they're a criminal organization. They use chemical warfare that wouldn't be allowed in war. The night began with peaceful demonstrations, but clashes between the law enforcement and law enforcement officers and small groups of rioters became more and more intense as the night went on. Those who rioted during the protests, included right-wing groups that, with the intention to incite violence and destroy property. Most people that were found responsible for starting a lot of the fires, people arrested for property damage, were members of right-wing extremist groups like the Proud Boys, among many others. Right? Oh, let's go make this group who's peacefully protesting, right? You go on social media, see what these peaceful protesters are. They're singing, holding signs. And then you see police instigate. You see police pushing back. And then all of the people who are doing the damage, they're very good about dressing themselves up. But look, do your own research. There's a bunch of right-wing people who were out amongst the actual peaceful protesters, but the right-wing people causing the damage, provoking violence, right? Giving the police an excuse to be violent. Eventually, the night devolved into an all-out battle. The Portland police and the police were attacking, with the police indiscriminately deploying tear gas against the protesters. The study sheds light on how much tear gas was used during the summer of 2020 protests in Portland, which were sparked by the murder of George Floyd. The protest calls for greater oversight and accountability for law enforcement's use of tear gas and other crowd control tactics. It should be a complete ban on things that aren't acceptable at war. Like, maybe we should treat our citizens with the same level of respect that we treat our enemies at war. Maybe at least the same respect. I would like more, but even equal respect to our enemies at war would be an improvement in this country. Right? And that's not what happens, right? There's no actual defunding of police. It's just police budgets going up. That's it. Doesn't matter who's president. Police budgets going up. That's it. I'm going to do my sources and we'll get out of here. Sources for my stories, local news from Knoxville, Tennessee, News Network, WBIR.com, APNews.com, and another local Portland, Oregon News Network, KGW.com. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on YouTube. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.